2020学年第二学期奉贤区调研测试高三英语试卷听力部分现在开始。
1. Listening Comprehension Section A Directions In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said.The conversations and questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. The shopping cart is almost full. Are you storing up for winter?
Indeed, we will run out of daily necessities like tissues, toothpaste, snacks,and so on.
Question. Where does this conversation probably take place? 2. I really like this Model 3. Could you offer any discount?
Or you could bring in your old car to recycle it.
Question. What's the probable relationship between the two speakers?
3. Your new Air Jordan looks cool. How much does it cost?
$200 for the original price, but I can use my bonus points worth $50. Question. How much does the pair of shoes actually cost? 4. I remember that you've told me you would insist on dancing, but you gave it up.
Fine.Let's drop it, shall we?
Question. How does the woman feel about discussing dancing? 5. I saw you on TV yesterday. You were ever so good. You didn't look nervous.
To be frank, when it was my turn to speak, I really had my heart in my mouth.
Question. What does the woman mean?
6. I'm fed up with cracking the code on my iPad again. How forgetful I am.
Why don't you try facial recognition? Question. What does the man suggest a woman do?
7. You waited at a new restaurant yesterday, didn't you? Were there much of a wait to be seated?
Wish I had brought a book or something to kill my time.Question. What does the man imply about the new restaurant? 8. It can be difficult to find a trustworthy babysitter. How come you leave your baby to the babysitter the whole day?
A mixed blessing, actually. At least I don't have to stay up.
Question. What can we learn about the woman?9. I won't bother to do any revision on the math exam. It just seems a walk in the park.
Well, be modest, please. Unless your name is Google, stop acting like you know everything.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
10. Would you please choose a flavor and tell us what you want written on it?
I want something that doesn't contain vanilla, maybe chocolate. I'd like to put Happy Valentine's Day on it. Question. What is the man doing? 2. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages, and you will be asked 3 questions on each of the passages. The passages will be read twice.But the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage. Whales are huge, but difficult to see, which adds to their mystery and fascination. They are highly intelligent animals with a carefully organized social life. Blue whales are difficult to weigh because of their size, at up to 200 tons. Even an ordinary-sized whale is a vast and impressive creature. Their tongues can weigh as much as an elephant. Their hearts weigh as much as an automobile, quite a size. As their name suggests, blue whales look true blue underwater, but on the surface, their color is more like blue-gray. Their underbellies take on yellowish color. Blue whales live in all the world's oceans, occasionally swimming in small groups, but usually alone or in pairs. These graceful swimmers travel through the ocean at more than 5 miles an hour, but accelerate to more than 20 miles an hour when they are angry. Blue whales are among the loudest animals on the planet. They emit a series of pulses and sounds, and it is thought that, in good conditions, blue whales can hear each other up to 1,000 miles away. Scientists think that they use these methods not only to communicate, but along with their excellent hearing, to navigate the lightless ocean depths. Now listen again, please.
Whales are huge, but difficult to see, which adds to their mystery and fascination. They are highly intelligent animals with a carefully organized social life. Blue whales are difficult to weigh because of their size, at up to 200 tons. Even an ordinary-sized whale is a vast and impressive creature. Their tongues can weigh as much as an elephant. Their hearts weigh as much as an automobile, quite a size. As their name suggests, blue whales look true blue underwater, but on the surface, their color is more like blue-gray. Their underbellies take on a yellowish color. Blue whales live in all the world's oceans, occasionally swimming in small groups, but usually alone or in pairs. These graceful swimmers travel through the ocean at more than 5 miles an hour, but accelerate to more than 20 miles an hour when they are angry. Blue whales are among the loudest animals on the planet. They emit a series of pulses and sounds, and it's thought that, in good conditions, blue whales can hear each other up to 1,000 miles away. Scientists think that they use these methods not only to communicate, but along with their excellent hearing, to navigate the lightless ocean depth.
Questions. 11. Why do we call the animals blue whales? Twelve. How do blue whales communicate with each other over long distance? 13. Which of the following statements is true about blue whales? 14 through 16 are based on the following speech. Now I want to talk to the freshmen about their first week at university. Officially, the purpose of the freshmen's week is to get all the new students registered on their courses, to allow everyone to get settled into their accommodation, to get timetables sorted out, and to receive an introductory talk from the principal of the university. During the freshmen's week, you do have to go through with the registration. Otherwise, you may find yourself not listed in the course timetables. The time you register will probably depend upon your major and the initial letter of your surname. At the end of registration, you are finally presented with your passport to student life card. This card will get you discounts at quite a few shops and fast food chains. And most importantly, will get you into the student union. Throughout the freshman's week, though, remember the one golden rule. Enjoy yourself. Don't go to the bookshop and buy all the books on the reading list with the intention of finishing them before lectures start. You will have to be on the run once lectures start, but not during the freshman's week. So everyone, enjoy the freshman's week. Now listen again, please.
Now I want to talk to the freshmen about their first week at university. Officially, the purpose of the freshman's week is to get all the new students registered on their courses, to allow everyone to get settled into their accommodation, to get timetables sorted out, and to receive an introductory talk from the principal of the university. During the freshman's week, you do have to go through with the registration. Otherwise, you may find yourself not listed in the course timetables. The time you register will probably depend upon your major and the initial letter of your surname. At the end of registration, you are finally presented with your passport to student life card. This card will get you discounts at quite a few shops and fast food chains, and most importantly, will get you into the student union. Throughout the freshman's week, though, remember the one golden rule: enjoy yourself. Don't go to the bookshop and buy all the books on the reading list with the intention of finishing them before lecture start. You will have to be on the run once lecture start, but not during the freshman's week. So everyone, enjoy the freshman's week.
Questions 14. What is the passage mainly about? Question 15. Which is one of the purposes of the freshman's week? Question 16. What can we learn from the passage? Section C. Directions. In Section C, you will hear one conversation. The conversation will be read twice. After you hear the conversation and the questions about it, read four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Hey, Mark, I never noticed that belly of yours. What have you been up to?
It's all the beer. I hang out with friends a lot lately. I need to start working out again.
That reminds me, I should have hit a gym today.
Where do you work out?
At Bally's. It's pretty close to home, so it is convenient.
How much are you paying?
I only pay $20 a month. After I become a member of it, the membership costs me $200 per year.
That's pretty good. I think I should join too.
If you join, we could work out together. It's so much better working out with another person. It's hard to motivate yourself when you are alone.
How is the facility there?
It's fantastic. The inside facilities are the usual stuff, but since it was opened last year, it even includes a health shop, a snack bar, a private bathroom for members, and two cafes.
Sounds perfect. What do you usually do in the gym?
I usually spend about 20 minutes on the running machine, and then lift weights for about an hour.
Do you go every day?
No, I try to go 4 times a week, but lately I've been only going about 2 times a week. That's why I need you there. You should join.
There are so many girls working out in the gym nowadays. What do they usually do?
Though some prefer rowing machines, stationary exercise bikes, and running machines, the truth is that the most popular exercise for them is yoga.
To be frank, I like yoga, so I'm signing up tomorrow.
So you are really going to join?
Yeah, let's go in tomorrow and I will sign up. We can work out together. Now listen again, please.
Hey, Mark, I never noticed that belly of yours. What have you been up to?
It's all the beer. I hang out with friends a lot lately. I need to start working out again.
That reminds me, I should have hit a gym today.
Where do you work out?
At Bally's. It's pretty close to home, so it is convenient.
How much are you paying?
I only pay $20 a month. After I become a member of it, The membership costs me $200 per year.
That's pretty good. I think I should join too.
If you join, we could work out together. It's so much better working out with another person. It's hard to motivate yourself when you are alone.
How is the facility there?
It's fantastic. The inside facilities are the usual stuff, but since it was opened last year, it even includes a health shop, a snack bar, a private bathroom for members, and two cafes.
Sounds perfect. What do you usually do in a gym?
I usually spend about 20 minutes on the running machine, and then lift weights for about an hour.
Do you go every day?
No, I try to go 4 times a week, but lately I've been only going about 2 times a week. That's why I need you there. You should join.
There are so many girls working out in the gym nowadays. What do they usually do?
Though some prefer rowing machines, stationary exercise bikes, and running machines, the truth is that the most popular exercise for them is yoga.
To be frank, I like yoga, so I'm signing up tomorrow.
So you are really going to join?
Yeah, let's go in tomorrow, and I will sign up. We can work out together. Questions. 17. Why is the man gaining weight these days? 18. Why does the woman want the man to join her gym? 19. What does the woman say about the gym she joins? 20. What is the hottest exercise for the girls in the gym?
听力部分到此结束。